use of mafia pasta, SCPs, and other creepy odd tales brought to you by the folks at the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Greetings, listeners. This is your host, the Godfather. Just wanted to let you know that in a recent raid, our good friend and media expert, Uncle Tony, in a miscalculation, thinking that he was raiding a supply truck that deals in media, music, videos, and the whatnot, managed to score a bunch of documents from a mysterious organization called the SCP Foundation. Knowing that we're a new podcast, he decided to give us those documents to read to you, our dear listeners. He organized them for us. Uncle Tony's a nice guy. We like Uncle Tony. We keep Uncle Tony around because, again, nice guy. So we will be reading a lot of these documents to you from the SCP Foundation. Let us begin. About the SCP Foundation. Document by a mysterious person known as the Administrator. Mankind in its present state has been around for a quarter of a million years, yet only the last 4,000 have been of any significance. So what did we do for nearly 250,000 years? We huddled in caves and around small fires, fearful of the things that we didn't understand. It was more than explaining why the sun came up. It was a mystery of enormous birds with heads of men and rocks that came to life. So we called them gods and demons, begged them to spare us, and prayed for salvation. In time, their numbers dwindled, and ours rose. The world began to make more sense when there were fewer things to fear. Yet the unexplained can never truly go away, as if the universe demands the absurd and the impossible. Mankind must not go back to hiding in fear. No one else will protect us. We must stand up for ourselves. While the rest of mankind dwells in the light, we must stand in the darkness to fight it, contain it, and shield it from the eyes of the public, so that others may live in a sane and normal world. We secure, we contain, we protect. The Administrator. The document ends. Their mission statement is, operating clandestine and worldwide, the Foundation operates beyond jurisdiction, empowered and entrusted by every major national government with a task of containing anomalous objects, entities, and phenomena. These anomalies pose a significant threat to global security by threatening either physical or psychological harm. The Foundation operates to maintain normality so that the worldwide civilian population can live and go on with their daily lives without fear, mistrust, or doubt in their personal beliefs, and to maintain human independence from the extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, and other extra-normal influence. Our mission is threefold. Secure. The Foundation secures anomalies with their goal of preventing them from failing, from falling into the hands of civilian or rival agencies through extensive observation and surveillance by acting to intercept such anomalies at the earliest opportunity. To contain. The Foundation contains anomalies with the goal of preventing their influence or effects from spreading by either relocating, concealing, or dismantling such anomalies, or suppressing or preventing public dissemination of knowledge thereof. To protect. The Foundation protects humanity from the effects of such anomalies, as well as the anomalies themselves. Until such time that they are either fully understood, or new theories of science can be devised based on their properties and behavior. That foundation may also neutralize or destroy anomalies as an option of last resort, if they are determined to be dangerous or contained. Foundation operations. Foundation covert and clandestine operations are undertaken across the globe in pursuit of our primary missions. Special containment procedures. The Foundation maintains an extensive database of information regarding anomalies, requiring special containment procedures, commonly referred to as SCPs. The primary Foundation database contains summaries of such anomalies and emergency procedures for maintaining or reestablishing safe containment in case of a containment breach or another event. Anomalies may take many forms, it be an object, an entity, a location, or a freestanding phenomenon. These anomalies are categorized into one of several object classes and are either contained at one of the Foundation's MIRED secure facilities or contained on-site if relocation is deemed unfeasible. Operational security. The Foundation operates with the utmost secrecy. All Foundation personnel must observe the security clearance levels as well as need-to-know compartmentalization of information. Personnel found in violation of Foundation security protocols will be identified, detained, and subject to disciplinary action. Rival agencies and groups of interest. The Foundation is not the only organization with knowledge and capability to interact with or utilize anomalies. While some of these groups of interest have similar goals and may cooperate with us on issues of global security, many more are opportunistic and profit-oriented, seeking to adapt or use anomalies for their own ends. Foundation personnel are instructed to treat individuals from such groups with suspicion at all times, and collaboration with such groups without the explicit or prior consent of Foundation leadership will be the cause for termination or other disciplinary action. Security clearance levels. Overview. Foundation security clearances granted to personnel represent the highest level or type of information which they can be granted access. However, having any given clearance level does not automatically grant access to all information at that level. Personnel are only granted access to information on a need-to-know basis, and at the discretion of the designated disclosure officer overseeing their respective departments. Level 0, for official use only. Level 0 security clearances are given to non-essential personnel with no need to access information regarding anomalous objects or entities in Foundation containment. Level 0 access is typically held by personnel with non-secured clerical, logistics, or janitorial positions at facilities with no access to operational data. Level 1, confidential. Level 1 security clearances are given to personnel working in proximity but with no direct, indirect, or informational access to anomalous objects or entities in containment. Level 1 security clearances are typically granted to personnel working in clerical, logistic, or janitorial positions at facilities with containment capability or otherwise must handle sensitive information. Level 2, restricted. Level 2 security clearances are given to security and research personnel that require direct access to information regarding anomalous objects and entities in containment. Most research staff, field agents, and containment specialists hold a Level 2 security clearance. Level 3. Secret. Level 3 security clearances are given to senior security and research personnel that require in-depth data regarding their source, recovery, circumstances, and long-term planning for anomalous objects and entities in containment. Most senior staff, project managers, security officers, response team members, and mobile task force operatives hold a Level 3 security clearance. Level 4, Top Secret. Level 4 security clearances are given to senior administration that require access to site-wide and or regional intelligence as well as long-term strategic data regarding foundation operations and research projects. Level 4 security clearances are typically held by site directors, security directors, or mobile task force commanders. Level 5, Thaumiel. Level 5 security clearances are given to the highest ranking administrative personnel within Foundation and grant effectively unlimited access to all strategic and otherwise sensitive data. Level 5 security clearances are typically granted to O5 Council members and selected staff. Personnel classifications. Classifications are assigned to personnel based on their proximity to potentially dangerous anomalous objects, entities, and phenomena. Class A. Class A personnel are those deemed essential to Foundation strategic operations and are not allowed direct access to anomalies under any circumstances. When circumstances require Class A personnel to be in direct proximity to such anomalies, such as the class of facilities and housing containment units, Class A personnel are not allowed to access the areas of the facility containing such anomalies, and are to be kept in the secured areas at all times. In the case of an emergency, Class A personnel are to be immediately evacuated to a designated and secure off-site location. O5 Council members are always Class A personnel. Class B. Class B personnel are those deemed essential to local Foundation operations and may only be granted access to objects, entities, and anomalies that have passed quarantine and have been cleared of any potential mind-affecting effects or memetic agents in the event of a containment breach or hostile action against a Foundation facility. Class B personnel are to be evacuated to a designated secure off-site location as soon as possible. Class C. Class C personnel are personnel with direct access to most anomalies not deemed strictly hostile or dangerous. Class C personnel that have direct contact with potentially mind-affecting or memetic properties may be subject to mandatory quarantine and psychiatric evaluation, as deemed necessary by security personnel. In the event of a containment breach or hostile action against a Foundation facility, non-combatant Class C personnel are to either report to secure lockdown areas or evacuated at the discretion of on-site security personnel in the case of a site-wide breach or other catastrophic event. Class D. Class D personnel are expendable personnel used to handle extremely hazardous anomalies and are not allowed to come in contact with Class A or Class B personnel. Class D personnel are typically drawn worldwide from the ranks of prison inmates convicted of violent crimes, especially those on death row. In times of duress, Protocol 12 may be enacted, which allows recruitment from other sources, such as political prisoners, refugee populations, and other civilian sources, that can be transferred to Foundation custody under plausibility deniable circumstances. Class D personnel are to be given regular mandatory psychiatric evaluations and are to be administrated anesthetic or at least Class B strength or terminated at the end of the month at the discretion of on-site security or medical staff. In the event of a catastrophic site event, Class D personnel are to be terminated immediately except as deemed necessary by on-site security personnel. Class E. Class E personnel. Class E is a provisional classification applied to field agents and containment personnel that have been exposed to potentially dangerous effects during the course of securing and establishing initial containment over a newly designated anomalous object, entity, or phenomenon. Class E personnel are to be quarantined as soon as possible, monitored, and screened for potentially harmful changes in behavior, personality, or psychology, physiology, and may only return to duty after being fully debriefed and cleared by psychiatric and medical staff. Staff titles. These are general occupational titles that are typically used in the Foundation. Site staff. Containment specialist. Containment specialists have two main roles at Foundation facilities. Firstly, containment teams are called upon to respond to confirmed cases of anomalous activity, to secure and establish initial containment over anomalous objects, entities, or phenomena, and transport them to the nearest Foundation containment site. In addition to Foundation containment, engineers and technicians are called upon to devise, refine, and maintain containment units and schemes for objects, entities, and phenomena in Foundation facilities. Researcher. Researchers are scientific branch of the Foundation drawn from the ranks of the smartest and best-trained research scientists from around the world, with specialties in every field imaginable, from chemistry and botany to more historic or specialized fields as theoretical physics and xenobiology. The goal of the Foundation's research projects is to gain a better understanding of unexplained anomalies and how they operate. Security officer. On-site security officers, often referred to as guards, at Foundation facilities are tasked with maintaining physical and information security for Foundation projects, operations, and personnel. Primarily drawn from and recruited from military, law enforcement, and correctional facility personnel, security officers are trained in the use of all types of weapons as well as a variety of contingency plans covering both containment breach incidents as well as hostile action. These personnel are also responsible for information security, such as making sure that sensitive documents are not misplaced and that a facility's computer systems are safe from outside intrusion. They are also often the first line of defense against hostile outside forces for Foundation facilities. Tactical Response Officer. Response teams, or tactical teams, are highly trained and heavily armed combat teams. Tactical Response Officer. Response teams, or tactical teams, are highly trained and heavily armed combat teams tasked with escorting containment teams when dangerous anomalous entities or hostile groups of interest are involved and defending the Foundation facilities against hostile action. Response teams are effectively military units stationed at major Foundation facilities that are ready to deploy at a moment's notice. Field personnel. Field agent. Field agents are the eyes and ears of the Foundation. Personnel trained to look for and investigate signs of anomalous activity, often undercover with local or regional law enforcement, or embedded in local services such as emergency medical services and regulatory organizations, such as undercover units. Field agents are typically not equipped to deal with confirmed cases of anomalous activity. Once such an incident has been confirmed and isolated, field agents will typically call for assistance from the nearest field containment team with the means to safely secure and contain such anomalies. Mobile Task Force Operative. Mobile Task Forces are specialist units comprised of veteran field personnel drawn from all over the Foundation. These task forces are mobilized to deal with threats of a specific nature and can include anything from field researchers specializing in a particular type of anomaly to heavily armed combat units tasked to secure certain types of hostile anomalous entities. See Task Forces document for more detailed information. Administration. Site Director. Site directors for major Foundation facilities are the highest ranking personnel at the location and are responsible for the continued safe operation of the site and all its contained anomalies and projects. All major department directors must report directly to the site director, who in turn reports to the O5 Council. O5 Council Member. The O5 Council refers to the committee consisting of the highest-ranking directors of the Foundation. With complete access to all information regarding to anomalies and containment, the O5 Council oversees all Foundation operations worldwide and directs its long-term strategic plans. Due to the sensitivity of their positions, O5 Council members must not come into direct contact with any anomalous object, entity, or phenomena. Furthermore, the identities of all O5 council members is classified. All council members are to refer only to their numeric designations, 05-1 through 05-13. Object classes. All anomalous objects, entities, and phenomena requiring special containment procedures are assigned an object class for purposes of research, priority, budgeting, and other considerations. The class assignment to an object is generally determined by a number of factors, but most importantly, by a combination of its difficulty to contain as well as the danger posed to Foundation personnel and humanity at large. A particular anomaly's classification is subject to update and modification as research and our understanding of the object, entity, or phenomena improves. Primary classes. These are the most common object classes assigned to anomalies and make up the bulk of the Foundation's database. Safe. Safe class objects are those anomalies that are either significantly understood that they are now completely and reliably contained on a permanent basis or otherwise do not trigger their anomalous effects unless intentionally activated. Classifying an anomaly as safe, however, does not mean that handling or activating it does not pose a threat, and personnel are to be reminded that all special containment procedures and safety protocols are to be observed at all times. Below is the list of the 25 highest-ranked safe class articles on the site. Long list. We here at the podcast will not list the numerous list that's related. We will go read those at a later time. For a complete list of safe class articles on the site, or in our documentation, we will read those later. Elucid. Elucid class objects are anomalies that are either insignificantly understood or inherently unpredictable, such as that reliable containment is not always possible, but do not pose a significant threat to qualify for CATER classification. The vast majority of anomalies cataloged and contained by the Foundation are initially classified as lucid until they are either significantly understood or exhibit significant danger to qualify for reclassification. In particular, any anomaly that exists autonomically, sentience, or sapience is generally classified as a lucid class entity at minimum due to the inherent unpredictability of an object that can act or think on its own. Below is the 25 related lucid class articles on file. Again, we will eventually read these if this beta podcast is successful. For a complete list of lucid class articles on this, again, we will read those at a later time if interest on this particular readings is good. CATER. CATER class objects are anomalies that pose an immense threat to the safety of Foundation personnel and the rest of mankind, and either require extensive and complex procedures to contain or cannot be fully contained by the Foundation's current technology and knowledge. These anomalies are generally considered the most dangerous ones in Foundation containment, and all research efforts are directed towards enabling more reliable containment of such anomalies, or at least as a last resort, the timely neutralization of or destruction of its anomalous effects. Again, there are 25 highest related CATER class files that we have. We shall read them at a later time, so forth and so on. Secondary classes. The following object classes are subclasses that supplement the object's primary or formal classification. Neutralized. Neutralized anomalies are those that are no longer anomalous, either through having been initially or accidentally destroyed, disabled, or otherwise no longer function or exhibit anomalous effects. The documentation for neutralized anomalies is archived for posterity, in case the anomaly regains its anomalous properties or otherwise reoccurs in the future. Again, files we have, we will read those, so forth and so on, at a later date. Explained anomalies are those that are completely and fully understood to the point where their effects are now explainable by mainstream science, have been debunked as false or mistaken classification, or so widespread and publicly disseminated, such as the containment is no longer possible. Files are here with us to be read at a later date. Historic classes. The following object classes fall outside the purview of standard classification. Thermiel. It's spelled Thaumiel. Thermiel class objects are highly classified and are extremely rare. Anomalies that are utilized the Foundation that to contain or counteract the effects of other highly dangerous anomalies, especially CATER class objects. Even the mere existence of thermal class objects is classified at the highest levels of the Foundation and their locations. Functions and current statistics are known to few Foundation personnel outside the O5 Council. Again, we have the luckily we have the files. And at about 30 minutes, that's all we have enough time for now to read. This will be posted shortly. We will be doing a creepypasta recording probably later this week before the official recording. If you like this and want other SCP readings, Please let us know. Email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Again, we are on iTunes. Please search for us there if you have an iOS device. Just search for Longcoat Mafia, and if you prefer. Also, we are on Stitcher.com if you prefer that. Again, please, if you like these beta podcasts, email us, let us know. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia. Our Facebook page, again, just search for Longcoat Mafia and you'll find us, become our friends, follow us on Twitter. We do have now Instagram, again, that one's also Longcoat Mafia. Please, friend us, follow us, let us know what you think of us. We want the feedback, that's why we have the beta, so we can gear. Please, listen. Thank you. And I hope you enjoyed these readings.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on, it's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No! No!
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.